refer back to Metropolitan Community Church preliminary site plan on Route 275. Mr. Lank, what'd you find out?
The adjoining property being Double R Holdings was an application for Plantation Medical and Professional Center. They also had the 20-foot dedication of right-of-way on their parcel. And in their parcel, in their site plan proposal, which hasn't come back to us as a revised preliminary or as a preliminary, they show the 20-foot dedication right-of-way. It's not noted, but it's scaled out correctly. Then they show a two landscape ponds out front with a main entrance, three-lane entrance exit, or two, or one in, two outs, professional buildings, two professional buildings in the front, parking between the next set of a third professional building, and then parking to the rear. So, and then large septic system that's off to one side, which right. may be eliminated if they apply for annexation into a sewer district, because there's right. annexation, sewer district real close. So they do have the same 20 foot. That's what I was wondering if they did. They're showing 20, then a probably a 5 foot separation to get to the start of the jet down up the downslope of the landscape ponds. Two buildings, parking, and then additional third building to the rear. But it's similar as far as what the state required.
Did the state pay for those that 20 foot, or did was it just a deal?
Requirement.
Requirement is part of the entrance?
It's part of the entrance requirement. They would provide for a dedication right away.
Hey, the guys get whacked both ways coming and going, don't you?
They tell you how to design your building?
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Well, it just seems...
Mr. Jefferson, I couldn't help but notice that you received a pretty significant amount of coaching while we were in break. Is there anything else you wanted to say, or...?
The church had brought up one thing that I didn't mention, that they were hoping to add on to the back of the church in the future. And of course, this would limit it by moving the church back. That was the main thing.
Okay.
Because I think we were talking about what, moving it back possibly 10 feet?
15 feet.
15 feet. If we move it back, would it be at the resubmit? A preliminary site plan, or could it be
approved? We could approve it with the change, and then let it happen at the office. I think I don't think it needs to come back here. Do you, John?
Couldn't the church
blank? Is that an issue?
If you make it a condition of approval that the building be and parking be moved back,
yeah, then just
so that the parking not within comes out to be 40 feet from the dedicated right of way.
20 feet from the dedicated right-of-way.
But it's 20 now. No, the parking lot's right. You're right. I'm sorry. 20 feet from the dedicated right-of-way.
Well, couldn't the church building stay where it is? Just the contested parking spaces be moved?
We have to see the design.
We'd
move everything. Okay. We'd have to move everything back.
I think we can leave it to Mr. Jefferson and his clients' discretion as to how they accomplish it, and I think we can trust our staff to.
If Shane or I have a problem with the layout when they submit it, we can make it.
You can always bring it
back to the commission.
Yeah, but we need to allow him to work it out however way they want to. Our issue is this parking in the front, and that's beyond that. It's however you want to do it.
I'm composing my thoughts as we're speaking.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Mr. Seems bad that you got a poor guy that they get extorted out of 20 feet of property. It's not purchased from them, and then we whack them on the head and move their building back into their picnic area. Boy, that just seems like a double hit in the chin.
It does.
It would
it
seem.
It does, but it could be worse
wrong.
If we said 40 feet.
That's right.
I mean,
so we're doing some compromising.
You can always
here.
Whack them twice in the head and make it worse, but whacking them once in the head, it seems bad enough. I mean, it just seems terribly unfair that the state can take a person's property in an extorted manner to give them an access, and then we're going to turn around and move the building back and cost them more money, and they lose their vision. It just seems unfair to me.
Okay. I'm sorry. It's not a public hearing, ma'am. But I'll tell you, are you with the applicant? Are you a member? Oh, yeah. Come on, sure. I'm sorry. Yeah, come on. I thought you were Mr. Jefferson's attorney.
No.
Yes, ma'am. Just give us your name and address.
Shyla Hayden.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm chair of the construction committee for Metropolitan Community Church.
Okay.
One of the things, too, is, as Byron was saying, we use for activities for the youth, and we expect to really grow. So we want to keep space to grow. Also, why does everything have to be equal? Our church will not have the same traffic that medical building will have. They will have 5 to 6 days a week. Cars, doctors, patients. The church is going to be 1 day a week. The trees, there'll be trees in front. We'll put foliage there so it's not an eyesore. And I don't understand why it has to be the same.
Okay, thank you.
Aren't all the trees coming out?
Mr. Chairman, concerning Metropolitan Community Church preliminary site plan on Road 275, my motion is for approval as submitted.
As a preliminary with final
approval. Final site plan subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the Metropolitan Community Church site plan on Road 275 as submitted as a preliminary with the final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Carried 4-1 with Mr. Smith in opposition.